AI is the most recent in a series of tech scams, following with near exactitude the blueprint of cryptocurrency, NFTs, the metaverse, and probably several other cons and speculative bubbles since before I was paying attention. These objects? Processes? Phenomena? They exist in a realm of pure capital, in which their outputs have market value, in the sense that a human being might ascribe one a price and convince another human to pay it, but this is fully divorced from any intrinsic usefulness. An NFT resembles a piece of pop art, but for the fact that no one actually wants to look at one. The art world has its commercial and speculative components, in which a work is made by a human being and one hopes is capable of having profound emotional impact on other human beings and must also operate as a product that is bought and sold, usually by third and fourth party humans, with the capitalist machinery contorting and at times buckling as it attempts to represent this emotional impact with currency. The presumption that the artwork's sticker price reflects its true value to museum goers is flawed. But the fact remains, in many, dare I say most, cases, a painting's market value will drop if no one wants to look at it. Not so the NFT. Wanting to look at an NFT would be an act of aesthetic derangement had such a thing ever been observed in nature. It is not designed to be looked at. It is designed to free the work of art from the need to function as an aesthetic object so that it may better serve as a commodity, as if the climate-controlled warehouse where art is kept until it appreciates in value is its true intended destination, as if the tendency for it to, at intervals, come out of storage to be displayed for human aesthetic appreciation is a flaw that has been patched out by the Winklevoss twins. The purpose of putting an image on the blockchain is to give it a digital location where it cannot be viewed by anyone but its owner. A small town underfunded library's worth of text has been written about crypto's rise to replace the traditional currency model, and yet one cannot exchange it for goods nor services. The metaverse is meant to replace society's affectation for flesh and oxygen, but no one has yet found a reason to go there. Phase one is supply, with demand a secondary concern to be worked out down the line. And yet, can one even call these things failures? Because they each did, for a time, succeed in their only true aim, to function as capital. People made profit selling this stuff to other people who in turn hoped to sell it on. Sellers selling to other sellers. Products without end users. The end user has been patched out. 2A1, AI included, each of these has been marketed with the same rhetoric, as either or both, one, a moral imperative, two, an inevitability. Crypto must replace the dollar. Get on board with the NFT or get left behind. There's no sense fighting AI. It's already here. You've already lost. These people are already dead. This is not how one markets a product to a willing consumer.